Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
The snap, the kick, it's been blocked again! Oh my! It's been blocked again!
He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be gone! It's a touchdown! And the Gators have won the game! Tyreek Cleveland! Oh my! I can't believe what I just saw!
Dropping back the throw, pops and fires the ball.
Have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your boy Corey.
It's Dan.
Your boy J Scott 25. What it do, y'all boys?
Beautiful rainy. Yeah, no Nick.
Nick's up baseball.
We gotta get a substitute teacher for Nick. Like, whenever Nick's out, we gotta start having like tryouts in this place.
Right.
That's a good point. His spot is up, you know. Nick has been absent. He's a truant host this past 5-6 weeks.
Just to provide opportunity, man. There's some other, you know, writers, podcasters out there. If they want to just get their shine on and talk some Gator football, whenever Nick's out, we can use some substitute teachers. We always had that one substitute teacher that missed a lot.
Yeah.
Not substitute, that one teacher.
Yeah, a teacher that missed a lot. And you had this. And you had a different
substitute teacher the whole year, man. Like, that's Nick.
Yeah. I had a substitute teacher for 3/4 of a year one time. I was like, well, this is inopportune pregnancy planning, but, you know, congratulations to them. You know, this is 25, 30 years
ago. I had the opposite. My freshman year, my math teacher was touching little girls. So,
oh,
yeah,
it wow. Was so, always one
it's
of
not
them.
Funny, but we had such
a
whole year.
Once a year, it's always somebody, male or female, both be tripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a teacher that slept with a student or three.
Yeah, I had a Spanish teacher in high school. Oh my gosh, she was bad. And guess who? Guess whose parent caught them? They were a Gator.
I don't know, Jordan.
I'll snitch on you. Quincy Wilson.
Oh.
Mama came and blew up the whole damn school when she saw the messages on the phone. I was like, oh, la, he done gave up the dread. Everybody had A's. Everybody was good.
Hey, one of my Cass, I went to school where he ended up going pro in baseball, but he married the teacher that we went to school with.
Yeah, that's wicked. Talk.
This show has gone off the rails early.
Early.
This is how you start a podcast, baby. We're rocking and rolling, right. Man. Good all Lord. Season mode.
Oh man, how's y'all boys' weekend?
Mine's was pretty good, man. I ain't do too much. Was just vibing with the kids. What was it, Memorial Day? No, that was last weekend.
No, that was last weekend. Just a regular, degular weekend.
Yeah. I wasn't doing much, man. I'm just chilling around the house, same as usual.
Same old, man. Just football workouts, going out to some of these workouts with some of the kids that we got. It's melting hot out there, man. But it's 707 season, all of those shenanigans. So that's just going to be the vibe of the summer, 707 camps, et cetera. So just outside melting.
Are they still as popular as they were a decade ago?
Yeah, they're more popular. 707 is absolutely insane.
Jeez.
I think brands spend more money in 707 season with no helmet, all the hype, the cameras, more exposure. I think that's a bigger for like the kids that have established recruiting and have some traction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's a time just to go get branding bread from Battle, Prime Energy, yeah, you know, Adidas, like all of that.
Got to tip your hats off to Battle though. They've been killing that game industry.
Slow climb.
Yeah, I'm about to say once they hopped in, they found their way. Battle. They went from making ankle braces to socks to bat plates to mouth. They got the whole shenanigans now. Now they.
So when I first started, I would just pop up at camps, right? Lying about having credentials, just walking through, acting like you've been there, like you're supposed to be there. There's power in that. Just acting like you're supposed to be somewhere that you do not supposed to be at. But he handed me at that time. I got a white, and I still got it. Dry fit hoodie, right? And this was every bit of 10 years ago, and they had no real brand, I would say, real estate in the game at that time. They were just giving away, like you say, merch and wristbands, gloves, etc. Now, if you look up, man, they just did a commercial with Jeremiah Smith. They had the young boy, Lil Rod, the Pop Warner sensation on that. So they got a real they got real traction amongst the youth right now as like a athletic apparel for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, I don't even know if I know them. I mean, I may. Maybe I've seen the logo. And obviously, I'm not around a 7 on surface. Sure. Yeah,
it just says Battle.
Yeah, it just says Battle. Okay, battle very easy. All that's right, not trying to confuse me or anything. All right. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's good, man. I know that you got a lot of boys out there that are being recruited, and you're doing a great job out there. Shameless plug for the pod. We'll talk a little bit more about it. I got the chance to – I appreciate Denver Parler. He's head of basketball ops for Gator basketball, but he gave me the chance today to talk with Todd Golden. Obviously, it's something that we would have loved to do in person or, you know, together, but the opportunity in person with the tight schedule and everything else, Florida is going to kick off their basketball season against Miami here in Tampa. But don't worry, I think that there's going to be more games around the state of Florida this year. I know that they're looking kind of north, central, and south Florida, where they're going to try to play some games out of the O-Dome to try to get the team in front of maybe some larger crowds and some larger audiences. So be on the lookout for that probably in the next couple of weeks, but want to give a quick shout out. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but thanks to Denver at the beginning of the show. Boys, I'm fully in my washed phase. I went and looked at blinds today for the house, and nice. I spent my Saturday buying furniture. So I am truly just like the rest of everybody else. So
the best part about going to look at blinds and furniture is knowing that your opinion don't really matter. You're just there for moral support.
I could have bought blinds today, but I told Sarah that I'm not going to make that decision. Now, mind you, I'm the only name on this mortgage. This is my house. My house.
Hey, that's
but
what you
I
think.
Would never, ever make a decision like that.
I'm about to say, I don't think you want to cross that line, even though
no, I just there's one right answer and there's a million wrong answers, and I don't want to play Russian roulette with blinds. You know what I mean?
It ain't even worth it because we do not care at the end of the day.
No, every opinion I threw up my first time going furniture shopping with my wife, every opinion I threw up was just null and void. She found a reason why it was dumb.
Thank you. Yeah. I just slowly realized I just need to just fake the funk and act like I'm about to pick something, knowing that you're going to fix it and pick it anyway. So like, yeah, that's
you know what the great thing about it is? So like 6 months passed by and then she's like, this couch is uncomfortable. I'm like, that's what I said in the furniture store. It looks great, but it's not comfortable.
Anyway. I'm in the same situation. Exact same situation. Months later, you're right. This couch is open. Real happened all the months ago when I told you this.
I've done this thing where I kind of walk around, do my own thing, and then I come back to see what she likes and be like, yeah, I was looking at that exact piece that caught my eye too, because I don't truly know like what I'm doing, but I definitely am not gonna be steadfast in the wrong decision either. But anyway, we got a big show. We'll talk Todd. We'll talk the new Gator commitment. We'll talk a little baseball. And then we've got a really cool opportunity to interview two guys from the class of 2027, quarterback David Davidson and wide receiver Eli Pearl. So we got two quick ad reads, and then we'll get into it.
Stadium Miguel is powered by the great folks at Brun Insurance and Financial Services. Anything you need insured, from the Panhandle to the Keys or anywhere in the Southeast, for that matter. My man Greg is the best at the best, can save you some money. It don't cost you a dime to find out. Visit him at BrunInsurance.com or give him a call at 954-589-2204. Whether it's home insurance, life insurance, auto, if you have a plane, never know. If you have a plane, a RV, motorcycle, dirt bike, four-wheeler, if it has wheels, even a embroidery or a print cart, my man Greg can't insure it. Jordan's a testament to that. So 954-589-2204, BrunInsurance.com for the best of the best.
And shout out to Greg. He definitely insured the new warehouse we got as well. So he got his stamp on that as well. Greg doing his good, and he got it going on. Y'all holler at Greg, man.
Yeah, sure. Holler at Greg. The company that is strangely enough, I'd never, like, you don't hear of most insurance companies, right? The homeowner's insurance policy that I signed was with a company I never heard of, but it seemed like a great deal. And they're actually sponsoring the basketball tournament. I'm like, I've never heard of you before, like 2 months ago, and now you're like smack dab in my face. I guess the fastest growing insurance company in Florida. So Greg does them, but one time for our friends over at the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group. Go visit them at DykusBurkeLaw.com. These are a group of attorneys that used to work for the insurance companies. Now they work on your behalf. Unfortunate news today. Today is the start of hurricane season, so this is a good number to keep in your phone. That's 727-258-0043. 727-258-0043. Again, that's a Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group. The Gators were able to grab another commitment for the class of 2027. We'll touch on this before we get Eli and David on the show. They were able to secure a linebacker. I know, Corey, we talked last week a little bit about wanting to see what we do on the defensive side of the ball, and the Gators were able to grab Jabias Smith from Swainsboro, Georgia. I think that's how you pronounce his name. It looks like Jabois. Some more of maybe a French or Creole, but I'm not sure. So, but from Swainsboro, Georgia, 6 foot two, 205 pounds. He is ranked as a 90. He's ranked as 90 overall on Rivals, the 138th best player in the country, the number 11 linebacker in the country, the number 13 player out of the state of Georgia. Guys, he looks like he's 29 years old and built like a linebacker that I want.
In my backfield. Yeah, that's how I like look when they look like they aged out and you need a birth certificate for them. That's why I need my linebackers. And also in Georgia, like Florida, we struggle in this state with linebacker development.
Yeah,
but Georgia, if I get
Georgia, definitely.
Yeah, we got some guys that should be safeties, but they're linebackers. Then we got defensive ends in this state that should be linebackers, but they're DNs. That's a serious problem.
Tweeners.
You couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly what we doing down here. That's exactly for sure.
I don't want to get into the undevelopment of talk of linebackers, because there could be some gangster linebackers in Florida. They're just playing them out of position because schools want to go win. They don't really care about your college development. Anywho, the kid's a gangster. Muschamp wanted – not Muschamp. I think Muschamp wanted him too, but Kirby definitely wanted him. Snatching stuff out of Kirby's backyard is always a plus, but – good grab for the defense, man. I think he fills into that room just as talented as the guys that's in it right now as far as, like, coming out of high school. So, just keep that momentum going. I like it.
Yeah, no, he is the Gators' looks like eighth best player in this class. The Gators currently have the number 3, 91, 95, 113, 115, 130, 133, 138, 166 player in the country. So, a large grouping of players in the top 200 in 12 out of their 17 commits, and including the two guys that we're about to welcome onto the show are in that group. So I don't think that the Gators are done. I think that they're obviously not done. I do think that you're going to to probably see a few more commitments. The Gators were able to get some crystal balls or recruiting prediction machines this past weekend for Ellis McGaskin from Williamson High School in Mobile, Alabama, and then Zamar Tookus from Rochester, New York, from Brighton High School there. He's a defensive lineman. So, again, some names to look out for. The name Kennedy Jackson is still a name to look out for as well. So the Gators currently sit eighth in the country right now with what their class of 2027. And I guess with that, we got Eli and we got Davin waiting in the green room. So we'll welcome both of those guys in. You know both of them. Davin, four-star quarterback out of Cardinal Mooney High School in Sarasota, and then Elias Pearl from Port Charlotte. Elias and Davin, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. It's good to have you on, and welcome to Stadium and Gale.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Davin, talk to us a little bit.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
I'm trying to turn my camera on.
No, you're good. You're good.
I have the same issue every show. Can y'all see me? Don't worry about it.
No. We don't see you just yet.
Can't see you just yet.
Oh.
Take your time, brother. Davin, we all right. We just kicking it, man. Ain't no
good thing. When it pop up, it pop up. We're going to roll with it.
Yeah, we're going to roll. We're no sweat, no sweat. Davin, talk to us a little bit. I've been following your career for a long time now. Your quarterback coach is one of my best friends, but you went from a backup quarterback to transferring high schools to rising the recruiting rankings all in the course of like 14 months and then ultimately deciding your commitment to UF. Talk to us a little bit about that. That couple of months for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy journey. Like, if you were to tell me this freshman year, I wouldn't believe you. But really, just, like, super blessed to be in this position. Back in January, went to the opening in the Elite 11 regionals and kind of just did what I had to do and kind of took off from there, got my name out there, coming off a state championship and a pretty good junior season was a good start, but I think those two camps really elevated everything. And then went from six offers to 33 in about a month. So it was like point A to point B really, really fast. So my family and I had to do a lot of just like a lot of research, really, a lot of phone calls, a lot of Zoom calls, just trying to figure out where the best place was for me. And it was a lot more accelerated than most throughout this process. So I think it's all worked out how it should.
It was loading.
I mean, yeah, that's really it. Like,
So I got some family that live in Sarasota. I was telling them a little bit before we got on the show. My brother lives in Sarasota, like the Meadows area with my grandmother. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with a little bit of the ball around there. I also played, what was it, Manatee when I was in high school? Like Bradenton or something like that. So I got a lot of respect for y'all boys' game, and a lot, y'all play some good football out there. But I just want to know, was Florida a school that's kind of been like a dream for you growing up? I know Central Florida, guy, you can either like Florida State or here, or you know how it goes. So I just want to know what, if it was a Florida, ain't no hard, ain't no pressure. So
you got a lot of me. It's okay.
To be honest, it's like I've never really had a dream school. I've always loved Florida. I've always kept up with them. Like that was my choice out of the schools in Florida. So grew up going to games and everything, and like in college football, video games that I'd be playing as the Florida Gators. So I would say it wasn't a dream school, but definitely a big fan.
Yeah, 100%, man. Well,
Speaking of 100%. Growing up in football, is there any particular quarterback that you liked as a kid? Like growing up, is there any quarterback now that you kind of model your game off of as like a template of what you would like your game to be?
As a kid, I loved Trevor Lawrence and Cam Newton, CJ Stroud, and it's never really changed. Those are my, if you ask me who my favorite quarterback is, it's one of those three. They've kind of stuck with me from childhood to now, but, unfortunately, I wasn't in the Tim Tebow era, so.
Yeah, it's all good.
Aging us a little bit.
Yeah, but I was watching your tape, man. I saw you got the beat up on Aquinas a little bit, and I seen Aquinas on the highlight tape, man. I was a former Raider myself, so to see you beating up on my boys a little bit and doing it, you know, as a Gator, I'm happy for you. If you can go
Thank
out there
you.
And with them boys, I know you can go out there and do it in the big leagues 100%. So
there
that's big kudos to you. And also, man, I was taxing court before the game. I said I love just watching your tape and seeing the athleticism. Like, you're a righty, correct? And you're rolling out left, squaring up your body, and being able to make that throw. I think that was like the second or third highlight clip on your tape. Like, I'm that was definitely impressive, man. I just wanted to kind of give you a flowers as a former athlete to just let you know that I'm excited to see what you're going to do in Gainesville for sure.
Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you.
Well,
Devin, talk to us a little bit about kind of what you've been focusing on, you know, the last few years. I mean, you're tall, right? You're what, 6'6" and a half, 6'7"?
6'6".
Oh, okay. All right. Thank God I didn't have to do the thing, you know? So you're 6'6". You've kind of always had the physical tools, but I know that there was a lot of work with you on the development of those tools and the development and the speed of the game. Talk to us a little bit about that and kind of what you've been focused on the last few years. I mean, you led your team to a state championship your first year as a starting quarterback, which is incredible.
I think just with how big I am, I'm gifted with a lot of natural abilities. But that also comes with like a lot of things to work around. Being this tall and like growing how much I have, I grew up kind of uncoordinated and all that. So I had to really grow into my body first. A lot of it came once that started to happen. But I think it's just like staying under control, keeping everything tight and in sync. That's been a big thing over the years, and really just like fundamentals. Like I come from a very big baseball background, and I played baseball my whole life. So throwing was always natural, and it was really just like the basics, fundamentals, making sure that's all in tune all the time.
Your uncle was in the Major League Baseball player?
My uncle and dad both played professional baseball. So a lot of baseball in the family.
I said, that's a big choice for you, man. What kind of made you go football over baseball?
I always grew up playing baseball. That was my first sport. And I played all the way up until last year. And I've always loved football, but it was girls like baseball. Bro. Say it again?
It's more girls in the stands than football, man. That's why I chose football over baseball.
It was really just like, I love football. Like that's like, this is what I want to do. And baseball, like the last few years I played, kind of started to fall out of love with it. Just like didn't get the same excitement that I got with football and what I got with baseball earlier in my life. So I wasn't planning on quitting. But my dad came in and he was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, you don't have to, no pressure. And I was like, and not really when I think about it. Like, I want to go all in on football and make sure that, like, I have no doubts, really. Like, it's what I want to do, so I don't want any limitations for that path that I'm going to take.
What attracted you to Faulkner's offense? Like, what about it in relationship-wise, scheme-wise and relationship-wise, what about Buster Faulkner that attracted you to the University of Florida?
I think just the track record that Coach Faulkner has, he's never really had the same quarterbacks in his offense. I think he's very versatile with how he calls plays and the style that he calls them. So I think he does a really good job at kind of forming the offense around the quarterback and making sure they take advantage of the quarterback's strong suits. Like, I'm not a guy that's going to run the ball 20 times a game like Haynes King. We're just not the same player, so... the fact that he kind of just like molds the offense and the schemes to the quarterback is really intriguing. And then just the person he is, like, I know I'm going to be coached hard by him, but at the end of the day, I know that he loves me and he cares about me, which that's really important to me in this process, is just like the NFL is the end goal. So I think Coach Faulkner, the way he coaches, he's not a demanding coach. So I think just in the long run, it's going to set me up the best for what I want to do in my life.
What were you looking for when you were being recruited? Because like you said, you went from what, 6 offers to 33 offers over the course of 4 weeks. It seemed like every day you were announcing 2 or 3 new offers. What were you looking for out of a school? Obviously, there's comfort and fit with the coaches, but there's a lot of things that, you know, go into making that decision. What were some of the things that you were looking for? And then ultimately, why'd you pull the trigger, you know, when you did?
Yes. So going from 6 to 33, and then I worked it down to 8 to 1. There was a lot of stuff that went into eliminating schools, which kind of just like behind the scenes had to do, like, do I really want to go live here? Or is this somewhere that intrigues me? If the answer is no, then I'm not going to waste my time or their time. So, I kind of just got down to my 8, and then it was Zoom calls, learning about the offense, learning about the academics, learning about the program as a whole. Phone calls, coaches, building the relationships every single day. And then the things that really went in to like my decision was culture, not only in the football program, but in the whole community. Like, mm-hmm. football is not forever. So I want to have like alumni and boosters that I built relationships with to lean back on after football is over. Like, it's for me, a lot of stuff goes past football, just knowing that it doesn't last forever. So I want to make sure school has great culture on and off the field. I like culture within the football program and other sports as well, how they support each other. I think that can go a long way. And then really just like, do I trust the people that are coaching me, and do they trust me? That kind of goes into the relationship aspect, but just like really reading coaches on these visits and talking to players. Talking to players is a big part, because mm-hmm. players aren't going to lie to you. So kind of just getting the real from them. That helped a lot. And then really just like, do I feel like I'm at home here? I think as an 18-year-old kid moving away from their family for the first time, feeling safe and comfortable in a place is really important if you want to be the best version of yourself every day and pour everything you can into your team and academics. So I really felt that at Florida. And it feels like home more and more every time I go. So I have no doubt that I'm in the right spot.
I love that. Well, speaking of relationships, we're going to bring back on your buddy and a guy that we Gator fans probably expect to see a lot of touchdowns between the two of you. Eli Pearl. Eli, man, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know that you're having some technical difficulties there, but glad to have you, brother. On the show, you guys have known each other for a while, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about your relationship. And Eli, I know you committed, what, a couple weeks after Davin did. Talk to us a little bit about your relationship.
Eli's my guy. I mean, just like throwing like at training sessions and stuff. And then I'm good friends with his quarterback at his high school, Logan. So kind of met through him. And then, I mean, like, he's just a kid I want to be around all the time. Yeah. And once we started both kind of blowing up, like, I had to make sure we're teaming up in college. But yeah, that's really it. Like, just got introduced to each other through one of our good friends and kind of just kept building the relationship. And here we are today, going to the same college and getting ready to light it up.
What's your journey been like, Elias? Like, how fast did you ascend? What's your recruiting process, development process? What's it been like so far?
Going now? Well, it started off slow. Going into my junior year, I only had 3 offers. And then after that, Rivals Miami camp, I bumped that up to like 25, 26. So it's been great so far, though. You know, after committing, I don't have to worry about so much stuff, you know, until now, knowing that I have a home.
Gee, you must have been out there bombing them boys up. What you was out there doing at the Rivals not camp?
I had to say the statement.
I already know how I go, man. You go down south, you got to represent, man. All of Florida got some dogs.
And it was a 3-hour drive, too. My mom ain't drive that far for nothing. I had to do something.
Oh, man, real, mama gas, boy.
So you guys both committed to a school with a brand new coaching staff. Talk to us a little bit about Elias, we'll start with you. Talk to us a little bit about Marcus Davis and how he recruited you, Buster Faulkner, and then ultimately John Summerall.
Yeah, Marcus Davis. So junior day, you know, he came up to me. He told me about how he does his process, how slow it is. Well, like how he takes his time with it. Not slow. He just takes his time with his process, you know. And like the next week, he was at my school evaluating me, just watching me run routes and stuff. And then a week after that, he called me, gave me that offer.
You know, right away?
What'd you say?
Did you know right away? Was
when he was called? Nah, I was like surprised when he offered me for real, because like it was like a while. It was like it built up, so you know, right. It surprised me.
What made you pull the trigger on Florida?
What made me, you know, I just followed my heart. My heart just told me it was right. So you know, Florida was my dream school growing up. I used to travel up to Gainesville every week. My sister graduated from there. You know. I have a great relationship with the staff, and when they were recruiting me, they made me feel like a number one priority, and that just like meant a lot to me to be a number one priority to my dream school.
Right. So, yeah. What's one of the first things you looking forward to do? Either one of y'all can answer. This is a free range one, but what's one of the first things you're looking forward to do when y'all get on campus, man? Around summertime.
Around summertime.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm just giving you insight.
Are you guys early enrolling, both of you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So it'll be cold. Well,
I've been in y'all shoes before. The first year on campus at Florida, I was that guy. I'm from Florida, too, just like y'all. I'm from South Florida, though. When I first got up on campus, I'm going to let y'all answer first, and I'm going to tell y'all what I did.
What are we doing, David?
I think we're in the facility every day.
Yeah, I say we putting in some work.
Yes,
Gavin, focus, man. Right,
yeah, man. Focus, when it's not working, straight to it.
Get it'll be wintertime, so the short skirts will be put away, man. So y'all should better stay focused, bro.
The best piece of advice I get you: the harder you ball, the easier it get. And what you want, the easier it get. That's up to you.
And now QB1 is focused, man. He's not like
so balling. Everything else coming to play, but boys, just keeping it real.
What was the first thing you did when you got on campus?
I made a bad choice, brother. I can't lie. But I'm here now to let you know to not do that. You know what I'm saying? I want to watch the Gators climb to the top. I want to see y'all boys in the CFP and doing things that I couldn't do. At my time that we made it to the SEC championship, got belt, and that was it. Because that was the results that we was putting in as a team. You know, yeah. We was halfway in and halfway out, but I think you guys have a great coach that is setting the foundation from the top, man. He's letting y'all know the expectation. He's only bringing in guys that has a certain standard, which I think both of y'all have that standard. And as long as y'all follow behind him and the rest of the boys that's already on board, bro, I think y'all boys going to be straight. I can tell both of y'all got a good head on y'all shoulders and y'all ready to work. Y'all ready to be plays in the swamp. I mean, that's one thing I'll say was my best thing about going to the swamp, I could not wait to score my first touchdown in the swamp.
Yeah.
Like, cause for me, I never, like y'all boys grew up close to Florida. So I never, my first game as a Gator was in that thing. I was a player. I never got to go to a game as it, but I watch it on TV. You know, you see all the hype. So one of my biggest things, I just want to score a touchdown and hear the stands go crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So that was one of my biggest things when it was me coming up on campus, like even doing like the little scrimmages and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm trying to envision me taking one to the crib and the crowd going crazy. They didn't even know crowd and I'm going crazy on the scrimmage. So I just want that to be the same for y'all, man. And I know y'all boys got that in y'all, man. Y'all boys love all I could tell just by the way y'all talking, man. And I love to hear it.
Yes, sir.
You it's guys a lot of buzz, man. Oh, go ahead. Hold on, it's a lot of buzz around like just recruiting and what's going on for a program that's been down a little bit right now. But you know, it's done. Summerall got it. You know, doing what it's supposed to do on the recruiting. And we recruited well, even with Billy Napier. But it's a different tune right now. And I like the clip of like offensive linemen and the type of guys that we're bringing in. What y'all got cooking, man? Y'all recruiting for us?
Of course.
Yeah.
He said, of course. I mean,
you know, we got to.
I got to know.
Building
this
class.
Oh, for sure. It's not stopping. I don't think it stops until signing day.
Yeah, don't stop.
What?
Top five? Y'all got some surprises on the way?
Got some cooking.
I think there's a few out there getting ready.
Yeah, I hope so. I got faith in y'all boys that y'all boys going to do it right, man. We got to build
class up right. That's gonna be your band of brothers. I know transfer portal making it a little sticky these days, but yeah, for the most part, that's your band of brothers that you're gonna always rock out with.
Yes, sir.
Bro. Like, are the dudes that come from your class, y'all gonna share special memories and just have great times together, whether it's for 5 months, 9 months, or 5 years. Y'all boys will all be together, man.
Yes, sir.
Now, Elias, are you a receiver? Like, you true to the core? You're a trash talker? Like, what type of receiver are you?
Yeah, I'm an athlete. I do it all. So,
do it all?
I'm an athlete.
Who you like?
Field, I'm going to make a play.
Well, just who get him to rock. Like? He said, just get him to rock in space. That's what he tells you.
That's all you need.
Well, is there a receiver you model your game out there? Like, who you like growing up?
I would say, growing up, OBJ for sure. OBJ, just the way his hands and what he does with the ball in his hands, just saucy with it. Knows how to make people miss, get yacked. That's my type of receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they compare you to Eric Singletary or Eric Singleton at all?
No, they compared me to VB.
Okay.
Vernell, yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that part of your decision too, the opportunity to kind of learn under VB3 and Dallas Wilson?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm just looking forward to get knowledge from them, you know, just work with them. It's going to be a great experience.
Yeah, I see Grady, your agent, man. I played with my boy Grady when he was at Florida with me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Josh Grady, my boy, man. Tell him I said what's up if you ever talk
to him. No, I got you.
Small world. Awesome.
What are you guys listening to? What kind of music you guys listen to? What's bumping in the locker room?
Young boy.
Yeah, young boy.
Everybody listen to young boy, man.
Boy, love that young boy.
I got a rule in my
life.
I can't play young boy before lunch, man. Like, it's just too much energy. Before lunchtime, I can't hear no young boy. I need
no lunch. Rule, no young boy before 12.
No, not before lunch, bro. Like, it just throws everything off. Those energy in the house be off, man.
Young boy turn you up. Now you gotta watch out. Yeah.
He has all genres. He has all genres. Yeah.
It's an energy thing.
You guys working out together this offseason?
We got to.
Yeah.
We played a few times over the summer.
How far are y'all away from each other? Like 30 minutes or so, maybe?
Yeah, about like 30 minutes.
30.
Yeah, I figure so.
Yeah, we're going to see each other this weekend, though.
Yes.
For ROV.
Okay.
Oh, y'all boys.
Yeah. Same date.
Who y'all host?
Got a big weekend?
I'm sure they don't know till they get up there.
I haven't seen the players list yet for who's going to be up there. So I think the host will come after, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to show y'all a good time regardless.
That's my guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's normally by position, right, Jordan?
Yeah, it's go by position. You're going to pair you up with your position, whether it's the top tier guy. It just depends on who's available, honestly.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good weekend. You guys going up, what, Friday through Sunday? No, Thursday to Saturday, right?
Yeah, yes. Thursday to Saturday. Yes, sir.
The city boys, man, they get up there early. They ain't playing.
what do they have planned? Do you guys know what the OV looks like?
No, we haven't got our itinerary yet.
Slap. Yeah, it'll be a whole lot of campus touring, which I'm sure y'all have all seen.
Yeah.
They probably take y'all to Spurrier's now as a restaurant. Before, it used to be Ballyhoo's when I was playing. But they're going to take you to Spurrier's, have you a good dinner. Take you around campus, how you pitch up there in the swamp and all that. I don't want to spoil it too much.
You did a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. You guys are going to take photos and all that stuff. What's your favorite uniform combo?
That's a hard question.
I wanted to go black, white, black, but I'm going
That's nuts.
I'm going orange, blue, orange.
Okay.
That's old fashioned Florida right there.
Yeah, I like all black. I'm not gonna lie. All black
is murder season. Black. Nice. Beautiful, beautiful outfit.
Nice.
Well, we appreciate
all the
you.
Are tough.
Yeah, all the you can't go wrong.
The all white, my all time favorite.
Yeah, all white.
white helmets and everything. Yeah, that's
the icy whites. But you guys got any more questions before we let these guys go?
Nah, man. Y'all enjoy y'all official visit. Enjoy the process. Summer's gonna fly by. Most importantly, all this football stuff is gonna be fun. But it's your senior year of high school. Soak in the moments, man, because it's all gonna fly by. College gonna fly by as well, man. So enjoy the process. Take in every single moment, man. Be a kid. Be a student of high school and focus on that, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And best of luck, guys, to you guys. We appreciate you for joining the show tonight. Devin, before you leave, talk to us a little bit about your Elite 11 experience out there in California.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably the greatest experience I've ever had. Just the bond and brotherhood that we built was a really cool thing to get to do. And then just, like, all the opportunities out there that whole staff brought in, and just learning from all of them was awesome. I personally did not represent myself well. I had a horrible weekend throwing, but I'm just blessed to be in that 20 to even start with. So
Which coaches were out there with you?
It was Jordan Palmer, Coach Reed Sennett, Devin Gardner, Quincy Avery, Coach McAvoy.
Okay. It's a good one.
Coach Brian Sump, of course, running okay. It. Goodness, there are a ton of coaches. I can't think of them all off the top of my mind.
Well, I know, despite what you're saying, that you had a good weekend. Regardless, you know, you're going to have hot and cold days, but obviously an incredible experience for you. Congratulations for obviously making it and for the accomplishment that both of you guys have going into your senior year of high school. But like Corey said, enjoy it, and then we'll see you in Gainesville in the fall, and then we'll definitely see you in the spring.
Yes, sir. Great
job. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Go Gators.
Yes, sir. Go Gators. Have a great day.
You too,
brother.
Appreciate Davin and Elias for joining the program. Let's get a quick ad read, and then we'll get on with the show. One Time Firm friends over at Game Time Sidekicks. I'm doing the baseball cup today. We are currently losing 2-0, which is just
it's all
it's just not good. Nick has a lot to talk about next week. Man. If this
results, gotta blame Nick, bro.
So losing 2-0 right now, but that's not what's important. What's important is that you get one of these really cool cups from Game Time Sidekicks. Use promo code STADIUM15 to get 15% off of your order, any order that you guys have. You can use it an unlimited amount of time. So go visit Stadium and Gale, or pardon me, go visit GameTimeSidekicks.com. Use promo code STADIUM15. Let them know that Stadium and Gale sent you and get one of these cool cups. Going to keep your hot drinks hot and your cold drinks cold. All right, boys, let's talk a little bit about Todd Golden. So I had the chance, like I said, to sit down with him earlier today. He's jazzed up, man. I'll be honest with you. I left the interview a little worried after this season. That might
Are you asking about my future pictures?
You know what? I did ask him what music he was listening to. Not a lot of future anymore. Country music. He's a country music guy now.
Changed his life. I would stop listening to Future too if I was.
Yeah.
There.
Yep. He said that he listens to Zach Top and John Party, Morgan Wallen.
So
he's
baby.
A changed man. That's what I said. Okay. I was like, man, I thought you were going to drop a little baby mixtape that I hadn't heard. But then he brought some artists that I knew. So we had the chance to chop it up after. But obviously the Gators are returning 11 starters, including four of their starting five, the sixth man of the year. We talked a little bit about the recruits that they got over from Europe. And we talked a little bit about just dealing with the pressure and what that means going into next season. So that interview will drop at some point this week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. It's not a time sensitive thing. But I do want to plug that tickets go on sale shortly. If you live in the Tampa Bay area or Orlando, Lakeland, want to drive over for the game against Miami to kick off the season, those tickets go on sale next week. So, yeah, but be on the lookout for that. Did you guys catch baseball at all?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Update your boy. What you got? What we got?
Gators started off winning against Ryder by one run in the first game on Friday. Then they went and won by 12 against Miami in game two, 22-10. It seems like every hit at the stadium has been like a home run these last couple games that I've watched, except for today. Then the Gators lost yesterday. A tough match yesterday. They just pitching was bad. And I think that that's really the only thing that you can say. The Gators scored 11 runs yesterday, but gave up 16. So that forced the game tonight, which is why Nick's not here and the Gators are losing 2-0 against Troy. Obviously a lot can change between now and then, but that's where we sit right now. There's going to be changes. There has to be changes, I would imagine, to the pitching structure. And I hate that it might be one of my Coral Springs high school alumni.
Coral Springs people out of here, man.
Yeah, somebody, I forgot who it was. I think it's Jake on Twitter, said we need to keep Coral Springs high people away from UF. And I said, they're doing a really good job of not getting many people to UF. But I think it might be one of our last connections. I just don't see how it works. Bad game by Liam Peterson. Gave up a bunch of home runs yesterday as a starting pitcher. Aiden King didn't have a great outing in his first game. And then if you lose a regional after being in the winner's bracket against Troy, not that it's all indicative on the name of the school, but this should have been a regional that the Gators won. But right now it's not looking too hot. But we'll see. Fingers crossed. Boys just down by two runs here in the fifth. In brighter news, I know you guys were asking and wondering, the Gators golf team currently in third place in the Division I Men's National Championship stroke play round. The top eight teams will make it to match play, and that'll start tomorrow. Gators currently sitting in third place, minus 12 on the day. So kind of a rough start, first two rounds, minus 16 through the last 2 days. So shout out to those boys. But other than that, don't have a ton to talk about. This was kind of going to be the highlight. We scored a run. It's 2-1. Don't have a ton to talk about. Anything that's on y'all's boys' minds before we kind of wrap up here?
I know some potential, just like legislation and stuff like that with NIL, but we can let things kind of subside and figure itself out before we start having that talk. But now we're in the thick of off season. Not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on. I made a fool of myself today talking to Todd Golden, which is obvious when we were going to get to the European names that I didn't know how to pronounce them. I mean, he said I did a good job. But then I said, there's talks of the NCAA tournament expanding to 72 teams. He's like, it's already happening. It's 76. I'm like, sick job, Dan. Great job researching. So that's happening. But yeah, not a ton to report. Stay tuned for the Todd Golden interview. There's a lot, like Corey said, happening in the NCAA world and then in the Congress right now with how things in sports might change, transfer portal rules, limitations on being able to get European players in the future. There's still no update on Denzel Aberdeen, by the way. You'll see that in the interview. But I think the way Todd's talking about it and the way that they're moving forward, I would imagine that he'll be a part of the team next year. But other than that, short episode.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we got a couple of JUCO guys in already. I know we got a DB, correct? And
yep,
that's about it. Or did we get somebody else from JUCO? I just want to see, did y'all feel like we needed any other spots to kind of get filled up on a JUCO wave as we could or what?
I think it's like somewhat interesting, right? Now that you say that, right? I think the quarterback that went to, I'm forgetting his name right now, he's from Miami, but that went to North Carolina, ended up getting out of his scholarship.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting his name right now.
High school, my little brother Dickinson.
Right. He transferred. He transferred to Texas Tech in the portal while the portal's closed, but he was let out of his deal. So I think that's the new spring portal, is kids getting out of, but the school's got to be in somewhat agreeance, yeah. I would think. But I thought that was an interesting move of the past week. And I'm with you. They are JUCO kids out there and graduate kids that's out there, but I don't know, like, talent level, are they good enough? But
right, there or is even an Ivy League guy. You can grab an Ivy League guy that graduated.
Oh, no.
Jordan, we tried that before. It doesn't work. It sounds really good.
Yeah, they're in school for education.
It's some good Ivy League
and paying to play football for a reason.
You gotta find them, bro. It's just like anything else. I wouldn't go grab a Ivy League O lineman or D lineman. You know they ain't tough. They want to learn about school.
So you gonna get a receiver?
I would go DB receiver. Those are the easiest positions to be good at. Like it doesn't. You can shake a tree and 10 DBs will fall out. 10 receivers.
Not in Ivy League. If you shake an Ivy League tree, you may get half a DB.
Bruh, this is what I tell people all the time. Skill positions is hard. Like the drop off from skill levels.
Let me tell you about the pain in your life that you need to be a DB, my boy. Like you got to be. Those are like it's a freak position, bro.
I'm not saying DB is easy. I'm more of saying that it's easier to be a skill position than a trenches guy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of guys, like, even if you go on, like, the level of just comparing football, like, even now, like, in the state of transfer portal, right, you look at the dynamic of skill throughout all the different conferences, it's hard to differentiate, like, the skill level from the receiver to DB to running back ratio. They're all pretty much even. What separates the SEC and Big Ten is the trenches. You can grab a dude from a smaller division school and he can go snap if he got speed. All he need is speed. Now all of a sudden he's relevant in the SEC, right? All you need is to do that shifty and all of a sudden he's relevant in the SEC or Big Ten. Like I feel like when it comes to athleticism and the skill positions, if you could do a good job recruiting, you can get a guy that can come play for you or just be a depth piece. Because like we said, we thin at DB right now.
Yeah, we thin.
You feel me? I'm not saying that what we grabbed was enough, but shit, if there's some corner out there sitting 6'2", running 4.4, 4.3, I don't care if he's smart. Go get him. He can probably run with somebody. You feel me? Like, it's easier to be to compete in a skill sense versus a trenches sense. It's just where you just can't. You just don't got it. You're not strong enough.
We thinner than a G-string, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, defensive back for sure.
Yeah, that's just my only worry. We one injury away from looking real ugly, looking like
I need to know,
like Mr. Aiden spinning it again. That's
what I got question marks about even who's starting. So
come on, so
no, we got. I got my starters kind of penciled in, man, but I'm gonna leave it, man. I got a new reason to be biased in the secondary, but
I mean, I think that Javari Flowers has earned as much of opportunity as anybody.
100%. If he's not out there, I'm mad at this rate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No knock to him. I think the kid's a phenomenal athlete. I think he's gonna be great for us. 100%.
Yeah, I think him and Hanks both put a lot of pressure on Cromani to kind of. He better turn that corner. The way them boys,
shape
both
up
them
or
boys
ship out, as my dad would say.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we can't ship him out because we're too thin. So he's going to be there. Your last year is the year you don't want to lose reps. Like, you going into the NFL. And if he don't come, like, polished on some of the parts of the games that he struggled with, eye discipline, understanding zone concepts, like, if he don't fix that part of the game, these young boys are going to take a lot of reps from him, like, on the real. But I'm with you. I want to know the health of Devin Moore, like where we at with him, because there's still a lot of smoke and uncertainty of where he's at.
Dijon Johnson.
Not Devin Moore. I mean, Dijon Johnson. My bad. Dijon Johnson. I mean, they're kind of the same guy a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't heard an update on Dijon, but that's a question mark, right? You brought in a new star this season. You brought in a new safety, Cam Dooley, you know, but what does that position look like? And then what happens after, right? And depth right now is very different than it was 10 years ago before the transfer portal and NIL and everything else. But there's a lot of reason for concern at the depth of the defensive back room, which has notoriously not been healthy at Florida the last 5+ years.
Yeah, I'm with you. Any other position that's in that category? I think corner is – I'm a little bit more comfortable with the safety room than I am even with corner. I think we got more options. Mm-hmm. And I would say quality there and less injury.
I still scratch my head on that O-line. just I'm happy with the recruits that we got. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm happy with all of right. that. But as of guys that's a play now, guys, my starting five, I just don't feel too certain not knowing that going into the you feel me into the
you season. Know why I feel a little bit better about like O-line because O-line is a position you can scheme around, right? Even with bad O-lines to good O-lines, average O-lines, you can have a really good offense with an average O-line if you scheme around. We've seen Dan Mullen play that game a little bit, and I think Faulkner got a little bit of that in his arsenal. So I do expect us to struggle with some O-line play. I think offense is going to be fine the way he spread teams, unload the box, get the ball out quick, like a lot of that stuff. Can you know mask a bad O-line? You can't mask a bad secondary.
No,
you Bobby Q, the whole block smell it.
Real quick. You can kind of mingle. You're obviously not going to be able to do what you want to do offensively, right? You're not just about to line up and just run power O down somebody, throw it a run like we did versus LSU years ago. Run punch every single play. They can't stop it. Like. That's not our identity this year, I don't think. And, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. That's why we hired a guy like Buster Faulkner to, you know, kind of make sure that we have those tools at hand. But I think, like you said, you can't hide that DB room. It's going to be a matter of time before you got to show up and show out because they're going to try you. They're going to test you. It's just a beauty of the beast, especially once we mess around and start stopping and run. I mean, good luck.
Jordan, I was able to look it up. The Gators did get one JUCO player, Elijah Owens. He is the 88th overall JUCO player, the number 8 safety. He's a 3-star. And then they did get the tight end that came over from Jacksonville University. That was a basketball player, Jalen Jordan. Now, when you ask me the positions that I have no idea, the biggest question mark I have is tight end. I just don't know how they're going to use the position. I just don't know.
Sure.
What the talent in that room looks like. I mean, it could surprise, but I have zero expectations of the tight end room this year.
I'm about to say, I don't even know how they will be being used. I guess maybe that's part of me just wanting to see more receivers on the field. I don't even want to see them being used. No disrespect to any of them boys on the roster.
Barry 12 personnel, man.
Man, I hope that's only in short yardage situations.
I think I heard John Sutterall say that you're not going to see a lot of 12 personnel. And I don't know if that's schematically because of the way that they are, if that's just the way that the offense is, but you've got too many players. I mean, you can name probably 6 wide receivers that deserve playing time. And obviously you've got your big 3 at the top there, but you probably have 6-7 guys that deserve, you know, the opportunity to be on the field. And I would like to see those guys on the field more than trying to make something work at the tight end.
Yeah. I think that's
definitely you guys got your eye on anybody that you think can make that. You know, summertime is always notorious for a guy just, you know, post spring, between spring and fall, a guy that didn't absolutely kill spring, but could elevate a little bit between now and fall camp. You have anybody in mind that you would think could make that jump?
That's a good question.
Me as a running back, I would hope and love to see my boy Byron Lewis climb his way up the leaderboard. It's just watching him, like, because we in the transfer portal world now. Anybody that was in that man's shoes over this past season would have left the University of Florida. Like, you're literally listed as, if not last, second to last on the depth chart behind a guy who's not even on scholarship. Like, and that's him just putting faith and trust in himself and that he knows he can play and be at this level and play at this level really well. So, I'm hoping for him as my little dark horse to obviously not talking crazy. You're not going to play over Jaden Ball. That's 100%. But can you be a spell guy? Can you find a way to get on the field, whether that's special teams, returning kicks, returning punts, maybe get a carry here and there once you earned your rights on special teams? So that's just kind of my dark horse guy that I'm rooting for and hoping to, you know, come through training camp and make a name for itself. I mean, it's just tough, bro. I mean, you got to tip your hat off to somebody like that who's locking in and really bought into the logo more than people say they are these days.
Yeah, rooms can be fascinating to watch. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go TJ Dice. I want to see one of the young tackles. There was a lot of smoke about him last year in camp time, like fall camp. Mm-hmm. Some people saying that they thought he was ahead of being a true freshman. How he was playing. Didn't hear a ton about him in spring, but hopefully that's just summer, you know, workout that he explode on the scene. Pause. And kind of start anchoring down like one of those tackle spots, man, or become at least quality depth. But I would like to see him kind of trying to like take some snaps away from one of them other guy, older guys. Mm-hmm. Especially with West Paul being like dealing with injuries, right? Because we've had some, we haven't recruited terrible at O-line. Like West Paul and TJ Dice were both good prospects that just mm-hmm. been battling injury bug a little bit.
Yeah, up until this season, Westfall was our highest ranked offensive lineman commit in a long time. Mm-hmm. A long time. So hopefully he can stay healthy. I've got a couple. One is a name that I'm just rooting for because I want to see him live up to that five-star potential, and that's LJ McCray. I know he's in a crowded room. I know that he's got Cam James at end. He's got Jaden Woods at end and Jack, and that's, you know, where LJ is. You know, what does he do? How is he able to make his statement on the field? And then from a transfer perspective, kind of same position, is Emmanuel Adebajo, the transfer that we got, that I just think on paper looks like physically just looks like an absolute specimen. The transfer from Jacksonville State. And he was a guy that was being recruited by Texas Tech, a bunch of the big schools out there as well. And I know that he came in to show out. So if they can create a push and if they can get to the quarterback and they can limit the amount of time a quarterback has in the pocket, then maybe some of the questions that we have about the defensive back room can be a little bit subsided. But I'd like to get back to a defense that can get after the offense and make some sacks, force some hurries, you know, play like that Texas game last season where you can just really impact the quarterback and force them into turnovers or force them into bad decisions. But I think that those two guys are guys that I'd really like to see, you know, this year. But LJ, it's time for LJ to make his mark at the University of Florida.
100%. I heard somebody tell me the other day, man, I was in one of the spaces and they said, LJ McCray about to have a Carlos Dunlap season. And I said, from your mouth to God's ears, my boy.
That would be incredible. That would be outstanding. I'm not
that's
expecting
that. That's what picks a bad secondary, though. Like we was talking about nothing. There is something that picks a bad secondary, and that's an elite pass rush off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
I'm looking through here to see if there's anybody else. Tez has been here.
We just did on the fly. I ain't gonna lie.
I think so. Yeah. Tez brought up Luke Harpering, the transfer from Georgia Tech. Probably your starting tight end, him and Amir Jackson, I would imagine, or your 1-2 punch there. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen enough Luke Harpering to know. I think he's got a good skill set. I think he obviously knows Buster Faulkner's offense very well. He didn't produce a ton. He had 13 receptions for 158 yards last year at Georgia Tech. Not saying that that's bad. I'm not saying that he can't do better, and he probably will increase those numbers as a starter. I don't know. I just don't know what to expect out of that room, primarily because I don't really know how the offense is going to adjust with the tight end position. So we'll see, and I'd be more than happy to eat crow on the tight end position showing out this year. I have the most question marks about that position. Obviously offensive line, but I think they'll figure it out. I think the offensive line will figure it out. They usually do. It's usually never as bad as everybody says it is. There was that one year it was, but it's usually never as bad as everybody says it is. There was that one. There's a couple years.
We lie and say it's good. So it's not, we normally don't say it's bad. Like last year we said we had a bunch of returning starts.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Oh man.
It wasn't
we had good multiple as we players said drafted. Multiple yeah. players drafted, multiple players on NFL rosters, and it was still cheeks. Yeah, hope Laganza Hayward, Drake Stubbs, you know, good names there. Laganza going into what, year three?
I got a lot of faith in Laganza Hayward. I think he's gonna be fine. I think I had a take on one of those spaces where I said I think he takes a starting role by like game 4 or 5. But I think some of the stuff we're hearing from the weight room, how he works out, safety position is just more of a developmental that takes a little time to understand. You know, defenses, getting calls in. You know, just on. in high school, you can just depend so much on just your natural ability at safety, and it's just not the same in college. So it just takes a little bit more of them. The game's slowing down for them. I think the game's going to slow down for him very well. But I heard a few – the last strength and conditioning coach in the new one saying he's one of the top, like, strength-wise, pound for pound. Things you like to hear out of your safety, he's pretty fast. Physically, he looks the part. Mental side of the game just got to click, and I think that happens this year. Lagunza got more things, I would say. It's Lagunza may think about sliding down in the box. Pause.
I mean, that ain't a bad deal. I know what you're saying with that one.
Yeah, the Gators are going to have a new nickel, too. I think I called him Cam Coleman. That was the running back, DJ Coleman, the transfer from Kentucky, and then Kanye Clark as well. So, you know, that's a very important position. And the Gators have had some good nickels, some good stars, whatever you want to call them. But Kanye Clark is the transfer from UCLA. And I know that there was a lot of hype around Kanye's offseason and what he did in spring. Obviously, DJ Coleman came in from Kentucky. He knows Brad White's defense. I would expect that he's going to probably start, but you know, the more pressure that you can have to make these guys better and the more opportunity that you get to show out, it doesn't seem like a staff that is playing favorites. And I would love to see the Gators get back to having a good nickel or keeping a good nickel back there, because last year was a little murky, say the least.
Getting murky.
Murky waters. Listen to the pods. Good pod. Shout out to them boys.
Take them boys out. Yeah, man.
All right, boys. Jordan, great topic of conversation to bring up out of thin air. I love you, brother. You're an elite podcaster these days. One time for our friends over at Alumni Hall. Go visit alumnihall.com or go visit them in Gainesville on Archer Road right by Chick-fil-A. Largest selection of Florida Gators apparel in all of Gainesville. Again, alumnihall.com. Remember our friends over at Game Time Sidekicks, promo code STADIUM15, and then our friends over at Brunt Insurance. Give them a call. Just check your rates. It's free. And then the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group. So with that, boys, Jordan's been lining up some elite guests over the next couple weeks, so I think that you guys, the audience, are going to love that. Before you leave, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button. We appreciate the 1,000-plus people that are watching during the Gators baseball game. It's 4-1 now. So Nick's going to be on the hot seat next week. We might put
Nick got to start coming to the show, man. I think he's bad luck out there.
Oh, man, yeah. Bad juju out there, bro.
Yeah. If we get Nick on the park, we'll get a spark, man.
Probably what it is. All right, boys. We'll see you at the same corner, same time next week. We appreciate everybody for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.